You're listening to The Takeaway, and I'm Duarte Geraldino, in for Tanzina Vega. This week, President Donald Trump endorsed former Auburn University football coach Tommy Tuberville in Alabama's Republican primary Senate race. What makes that move so significant? He did so over his former Attorney General, Jeff Sessions. Now, in a tweet, President Trump called Tuberville, quote, a real leader who would not let the country down. The president has criticized Sessions for years now over his decision to recuse himself from the Justice Department's investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 election. Now, Tuberville and Sessions will face off in a runoff election on March 31st. The winner of that contest will then face Democrat Doug Jones in November. Nicholas Wu is here to talk about what Trump's endorsement of Tuberville means for Sessions. Nicholas Wu is a political reporter for USA Today. Nicholas, thank you so much for being here.
Duarte, thanks so much for having me.
So, Nicholas, the Senate seat that's up for grabs is actually the same one Jeff Sessions held before he left to become Attorney General. How long did he hold that Senate seat?
Exactly. So Jeff Sessions is trying to make a comeback here. He held that seat since the late 90s, I believe. And he resigned from that in 2017 to become Attorney General. He thought that he would be able to take it back in the primary this year.
So he thought that he would be able to take it back. Did Alabama voters actually like him?
Well, it seemed like he was a pretty well-liked senator. He was very conservative, which was a plus in such a very deeply conservative state. And, President Trump's approval rating is very high in Alabama. So it looked like the deck was stacked in his favor, at least at first.
So after being ousted from the Justice Department by Trump, did he lose any of that support in his own state?
Well, like you mentioned earlier, he really drew President Trump's ire over the Russia investigation. President Trump called appointing Jeff Sessions to be the biggest mistake of his presidency and was very critical of him even while he was in office. And although President Trump stayed out of the Senate primary until now, he was still very critical of Sessions over the past few years.
So what impact do you think that Trump's endorsement will have on Sessions' campaign?
It looks like it will have a huge impact. President Trump is extremely popular in the state, and what we saw in the Senate race was less of a debate over issues and more of a debate that became more of a personal slugfest between the candidates and a contest for who could try to win Trump's endorsement. And in the end, only Tuberville got it. But in the ads they ran, for example, Jeff Sessions would put on a red MAGA cap and talk about how he was the first senator to endorse President Trump. Tuberville ran ads saying, God brought us President Trump. And in response to that, Sessions ran ads calling Tuberville a Florida man. It got pretty ugly.
What was Sessions' response when he found out that his former boss actually endorsed his opponent?
Sometime after President Trump made his endorsement, Sessions actually tweeted about it. And it was kind of an interesting response, since what he said was that he was an architect of the Trump agenda, had always supported it, regardless of what the president does. So, he's still trying to hitch himself to the president, even as the president has kind of endorsed against him in the race.
So, Nicholas, what do Alabama voters think of Doug Jones? By voting for Trump's impeachment, did he lose or gain any supporters in Alabama?
Doug Jones is in a very tricky spot. He eked out a win a few years ago against Roy Moore, who, for many reasons, was a atypical kind of candidate, dogged by sexual misconduct allegations throughout the Senate race. He tried to come back this year, but also did not make the runoff primary. And he's a red state Democrat. So his seat is very much in jeopardy. And the political forecasters at places like the nonpartisan Cook Political Report have started to shift his seat over into the Republican column. So he's got a very tight rope to walk on going into the general election.
So, Nicholas, how important is this Senate seat for Democrats? What happens if they lose it?
Given that Democrats are currently a minority in the Senate, every seat counts. And if they lose this one, they'll have to make it up elsewhere. And given how the current Senate map looks, that means they'd have to pick up a seat in a state that is maybe more favorable to Democrats, like Arizona or North Carolina.
Thank you so much. Nicholas Wu is a political reporter for USA Today. Nicholas, good to have you on the show.
Thanks for having me.